The Dufferin neighborhood in the city of Brantford is quickly gaining some holiday notoriety for the number of inflatable Santa Clauses that are being displayed throughout the front lawns in the neighborhood. And on the show today, we are joined by Ashley Penrice and Rachel Gagnon, who were the organizers behind the original idea. So I want to thank you both for joining me today. I guess to start, I'll start with Ashley. Can you just share with us what the inspiration behind this idea was and just how everything got started?
So we have been talking about it with a group of friends. So yes, Rachel and I are kind of the faces of it, but there were a lot of people that kind of were in on that conversation and just saying that it was really fun what was going on in Toronto. And I believe it started in Nova Scotia. There's a movie picture with it. And we were just saying that the inflatables would be so fun if we all had the same one. And then that conversation kind of died and that that would just be a fun idea. And I was at Costco one day and they had a huge Santa blown up and they had all these boxes of them and it was on sale. And I was like, well, better, maybe it's now. So I texted a whole bunch of my friends and I ended up buying 12 of them that day. They basically said like, yeah, I'd come and get me one too. Sure, we'll do it. So all of those 12 went up, and then there were people that were coming forward kind of saying, where's the Santa thing coming from? And so we reached out to more people, and then we ended up ordering a couple more, but that's basically how it got going.
And Rachel, can you talk about how this idea has grown, and was it something that you expected so many others to follow in your footsteps with all the displays?
No, not like this, that's for sure. We have a bunch of friends in the area, about 12, and then we have some more at the end of Dufferin, some more friends there. So we knew like we had quite a few spots to start off. So I just thought it was going to be us. And then I'm like, oh, I'm sure like a few neighbors are going to ask us where we got them. And sure enough, they did. And then we had like a Facebook home page and they were asking where we got them. And Ashley had shared the link and like it blew up like way more than we thought. And it's pretty cool to see actually.
And do you guys have any idea about how many inflatable Santas are actually now on display throughout the entire neighborhood?
I was out counting them the other night with my son. I'm a school teacher, so I've been talking about it a lot at school and just encouraging people to drive down our street. Sorry, neighbors. And we counted 125. And even companies, I think that's so cool that, Lansdowne and Christ the King, W. Ross McDonald School, S.C. Johnson, Hartman all have one, which is so fun.
Yeah, everybody's getting involved. Can you talk about how coordination has been with all the neighbors to create this look within the neighborhood and just what it's like to be able to drive and walking through everything and seeing everybody getting into the holiday season?
Yeah, it's just been fun. Like every day when we go bring our kids to school and stuff, the kids will comment like, oh, there's another one there and there's another one there. And it's super fun to see. And like it seems like everyone's trying to put it like all like kind of like in a straight line so that when you drive down Dufferin, you can kind of see them like from the road, which is kind of cool. It looks really neat. And then I noticed at nighttime, there's like bus tours going on and like all the families out. So it's pretty neat. We really like it.
That's very cool. Do either of you have a certain house in the neighborhood that you'd like to maybe spotlight that is really went all out in the holiday display?
You know what? I hate to call them out like this, but the house that I would drive by on any holiday because they do such a good job is the house that's on Dufferin and Morrell. And there's a house there that has all these beautiful lights. They have their Santa up on the roof. It's really, really neat to see. And I think they do such a good job with decoration that, I mean, they may hate that I pointed them out, but it looks so nice.
Yeah, they always have a nice house for the holidays.
You guys sort of touched on it there, but can you both talk about some of the positive reactions you've seen within the community? Or maybe just any memorable stories that have happened so far related to all the Santas going up on display?
Well, yeah, for example, this morning, my son's class, they walked by, with his whole class, they went by to count all the Santas and see them. And I know last week, a few of the other grade 1-2 classes went for a walk as well to count all the Santas. So it's nice to see like the schools getting involved. It's really nice to see.
They dropped off letters to everybody that had a Santa at the time written from the kids in the class, just saying thank you for spreading holiday cheer and making them smile on their way or to or from home or school, which was really nice. I think that to the home, I'm not really on Facebook all that often, but I found that the Homedale Association Facebook page was, there was people on the Facebook page being like, what is the deal with these Santas? Like, where are they coming from? And I think just following that storyline has been great, because so many people have been posting that it makes their day. And that one lady posted that she rerouted herself to work every day so she could look at them and, you know, like see how many are new and things like that. And I think that just, it's great. It's a great Christmas kind of thing for a community to come together like that.
Yeah. And also on the page, they keep mentioning, where can we get one? Where can we get it? And people are like hunting them down. They're like, there's still some at the Costco in Niagara, and there's still some online. And like, so it's kind of neat, everyone helping each other out to try and get one.
And do you guys think that this will be something that is going to continue in the years to come and maybe even grow into something bigger than what it's already becoming?
I hope so. I think so. Like I wanted to start it, like, just so, I don't know, our kids can look back and say, remember that time our street did all that thing with the Santas?
Yeah, and we're so close to Glenhurst, too. So a lot of people are going to, like, the Glenhurst Lights, and they drive around and make, you know, their food donation, and then they kind of come down Dufferin. And I know it's been a little bit of a higher amount of traffic coming through. There's a lot of people that like will park on Dufferin and then walk through. So, I mean, that might be a headache for some neighbors, but I think that it's such a short time that people can see past that and know that there's a lot of people that just want to take part in just seeing them there. It sounds so tacky. It honestly does. But when you see them all together, it's really funny.
And it's really fun. Everyone's enjoying them, I think.
And just talking about the extra visitors coming to the neighborhood, for anybody who's looking to come and check everything out, how can they do that? Where would you guys say is the ideal spot for them to start and go through and be able to see most of the displays?
I would say park at Lansdowne.
Yeah, I would say park at Lansdowne School, like in their parking lot, and then just walk up the street, because they're mostly on Dufferin, but all of the streets that are coming off of Dufferin have a certain amount of Santas. And I mean, they even start all the way back to like Ada, which is right by Brant Ave.
And I guess lastly, just before we get you ladies out of here, can you both speak on what it means for the neighborhood to come together like this and just how nice it is to have everybody looking to spread the holiday cheer, like you said, through these displays?
I think that living and having our kids grow up in a community that just kind of came together. I really like the fact that there was no like, oh, you know, you started that without me, or this happened, or where did you? It was just kind of like, oh my gosh, what are these Santas? I want one. I want to get involved. Like, I want to be a part of the Dufferin Santas. And it wasn't meant to be a thing where it was an exclusive kind of club. Like, it was just really nice that all of the neighbors kind of got involved, and there wasn't too many neighbors that were like, that's tacky, I don't want to do it. It was just looking at the kids' faces passing by, and there's people walking by taking photos, and even on their Facebook page, and I know I keep mentioning it, but their Facebook page said, you know, like, do you guys have a spot that we could drop off food donations for the food bank? And, you know, I didn't even thought about that. You know, it's nice that we're getting so many visitors to the area, not just because you're driving through, but it's fun to look at Christmas lights with your kids in the car and knowing that people are really trying to promote such a happy, like a happiness in the holiday season, because it's, you know, like people are struggling all around. And when you can look at something as silly as the Santa's blown up, it's fun.
Yeah. And especially if like 12 people can start it and there's 120 wind up. And if we can do that with like blow up Santa's, we could probably do it with anything.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And I want to thank you both again for taking some time to chat today. It's definitely been really cool seeing this grow through all the posts on social media, like you guys said. So hopefully it's been able to give everybody a little bit of boost into getting into the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.